your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, with some very exciting news. By popular demand, I'm doing a new series of Trump digital trading cards. You all know what they are. We've had a lot of fun with them. It's called the America First Collection. 50 all-new stunning digital trading cards. It's really something. These cards show me dancing and even me holding some bitcoins.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1316. Special Counsel Jack Smith charged Donald Trump in a superseding indictment in the case involving an alleged conspiracy to obstruct the results of the 2020 election. The superseding indictment retains the four charges against Trump in Smith's original indictment, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, but recalibrated the case to adjust to the Supreme Court's ruling that presidents enjoy sweeping immunity from prosecution for acts that were deemed official conduct. The DOJ said today a federal grand jury in the District of Columbia returned a superseding indictment, ECF number 226, charging the defendant with the same criminal offenses that were charged in the original indictment. The superseding indictment, which was presented to a new grand jury that had not previously heard evidence in this case, reflects the government's efforts to respect and implement the Supreme Court's holdings and remand instructions. There is no chance that the case will be tried before November's election, and if Trump is reelected, he's expected to pressure his appointees at the DOJ to drop the case. Meanwhile, Democrats sued the Georgia State Election Board over new election rules that they say could lead to post-election chaos in the state in November. The lawsuit was filed in Georgia State Court by the Democratic National Committee, the Georgia Democratic Party, and Democratic members of several county election boards, and it argues that the rules give local election officials a broad license to hunt for purported election irregularities of any kind, potentially delaying certification and displacing long-standing and court-supervised processes for addressing fraud. The state election board voted 3-2 to pass the rules, which give election officials authority to conduct a reasonable inquiry before certifying election results, and requires that county election officials be given all election-related documentation before certification. The lawsuit says, at minimum, these novel requirements introduce substantial uncertainty in the post-election process and, if interpreted as their drafters have suggested, invite chaos by establishing new processes at odds with existing statutory duties. Moving on, Trump added conspiracy theorists and former presidential candidates Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard to his presidential transition team as co-chairs. Gabbard and Kennedy are both one-time Democratic presidential candidates, and both of them endorsed Trump within the last week and are now joining the transition team to, quote, help pick the people who will be running the government, end quote. Kennedy is best known for his anti-vaccine and public health skepticism, his pledges to not take sides on the 9/11 attacks, the launch of an independent campaign for president after discovering a dead worm in his brain, and his confession that he left a dead bear cub in Central Park in 2014 because he thought it would be amusing. Tulsi Gabbard's past, meanwhile, includes skepticism over the Syrian government's use of chemical weapons during its civil war, defending Russia in its war against Ukraine, promoting transphobia, and spreading Russian propaganda. And finally, more than 200 Republicans, who worked for both Bush administrations, Mitt Romney and John McCain, signed a letter endorsing Kamala Harris for president. In the letter, the former staff members jointly declare that we're voting for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz this November. They called on moderate Republicans and conservative independents in swing states who voted for Biden in 2020 to vote for Harris in November. The letter continues, of course, we have plenty of honest ideological disagreements with Vice President Harris and Governor Walz. That's to be expected. The alternative, however, is simply untenable. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.